I am here tonight to present the City of Seneca's desire to discuss future ownership of the current middle school property. The current Seneca Middle School site for decades has served the community through educating our children and providing a place for our families to be part of the community. I'm here tonight to formally request that that property continue to serve in that role. The City of Seneca has an interest in that property. Our goals for that site is to continue to serve the children of this community through recreational activities. As you know, our Shaver Recreational Complex borders that property. So we would have an interest in continuing to provide recreational services by expanding the Shaver Complex onto that site. The specific portion of the buildings that we are interested in is the gymnasium. We've had over 500 students already sign up for basketball, recreational basketball, and having enough gym space and time to accommodate the number of practices and games for that number of students is becoming even more and more difficult. So the gymnasium, we feel, is a very critical component to the expansion and continuation of recreation. We also hope to cater to some of the senior citizens in our community through pickleball activities. We constantly get requests for pickleball facilities, which that facility would be perfect for that use. The problem that many of them have is we have outdoor facilities at South Cove and other areas, but during the high heat of the summer and the extreme cold of the winter, there's no facility that they can actually play in. So this would be at a conditioned space that we could actually offer that service. There's also support buildings that adjoin the gym that we would be interested in using, and that is the band room, the locker rooms behind it, the chorus room, and I believe there's some science wing adjoins the side of that property we would be interested in using for community space. Those are the areas. The rest of the building, frankly, we wouldn't have a use for. Our intent would be to actually demo those properties and expand field activities on the lower field as well as on the upper field. We've actually included that property into our master planning. We actually completed a recreational master plan about 4 years ago, and we actually identified that in our master plan just for future planning, not because we thought we were going to get the property anyway, but we felt like as we're going through the master plan, if that property were to be made available to us, how would we actually incorporate that? So we've actually included that into our master plan. So this has been a discussion at the City of Seneca for quite some time.